due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
This night is just continues to go downhill.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
It's about time you did something right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't give me an ooh. I'll tell you an ooh.
Shut up, bitch.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
But if you're a CM Punk fan, you're stupid.
Yeet.
Acknowledge me!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and you'll have to excuse me if I'm slightly distracted by all these numbers flashing up on my TV screen. Statboy, what's going on?
I'm pretty sure there's a game of Madden 25 happening on your screen right now.
And I don't have the controller, so it's not me. Hopefully whoever's playing is a better Lions fan. And somebody who has more than one type of football on his side of the planet, Bad News Beeman. Good evening, sir, or good morning. What time is it there?
Good afternoon would be for me.
Wow.
But definitely have different kinds of codes here with football or rugby, however way you want to say it around the world, but yes.
Football, Australian rules football, soccer, and hooliganism. Although that's everywhere.
Hooliganism is not nearly as bad in Australia as it is over in England and essentially the Great or the British Isles.
You've clearly not met our 13-year-olds.
I'm not going to say the words I'm thinking of.
How many little bastards we got running around? Is that where we were going?
No.
Stop that.
Yeah. So, by the way, did you hear Raw's on Netflix?
No. I was wondering where it was. I had a hard time finding it. And the trouble is I have to do it the following morning because I've been getting in so late. Thankfully, I was able to find it in time.
Ah, good. So, did you wind up catching a certain new wrestler to the company this week?
I was very, very happy to see, and what was also classified as the worst kept secret in wrestling.
Yep, by Chad Gable.
Yes, as the arrival of Penta, Pentagon Jr., full name.
Technically speaking, yes. This is Pentagon Jr., Pentagon Dark, Penta El Cerro Miedo, all in the same.
Ah, no wonder Chad Gable lost. He was outnumbered.
Yeah, and he had to deal with Little Jimmy, too. Wait a minute.
No. Penta doesn't know anything about Little Jimmy yet.
He will soon.
So the Wyatt Six get transferred to SmackDown, and we get Penta and his multiple personalities. So there you go.
I mean, we're still waiting on his brother to show up, but the problem is AEW screwing Phoenix 8 ways to Sunday right now.
Yeah, I'm not terribly happy about that. You know, Rey Phoenix, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Penta, all in one ring. You would never have to clean the mat.
Yeah, this is correct.
Yeah, but it's nothing to be unexpected from Tony, though. Like, Tony has proven on multiple occasions that he is a petty little man.
Yeah, he does have that pettiness.
Yes, he does seem to have a problem with certain individuals, and you better pay attention to some of the other contracts, because I have a feeling a few other people are going to find their way back.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and rumor mills are burning very hot on one of them particularly.
Is it a certain guy who we should be honoring?
I'm not sure who you mean in that regard.
Honoring the House of Black?
Oh yes, rest in peace, the House of Black. Yes.
Yep, it's now going to be some other name that's being headed up by Brody King.
Oh yeah. Hey. Oh man, I can't wait for the AEW stands to be like, how original is the name the Hounds of Hell? Like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, three-person team called the Hounds of Anything. Where did you get that from?
Yep. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Wait a minute.
No. And they made sure that Mox was nowhere in earshot when they came up with it. So when he heard it, he face-palmed. And hopefully the next thing he did was punch Tony. Anyway.
Yeah, he kind of needs it.
Oh, if he's not going to punch Tony over this Hounds of Hell business, surely he's going to punch Tony in the face for putting him in a nonsensical match with the Learning Tree, and I put that in quotation marks.
Wow.
In a unification match for the ROH title, like, and the AEW World title, like, give me a break.
Oh God, is that real?
It's being reported as real, and it's going to be happening right here in Australia. Thank God I'm not going to that event.
Please do not go to that event.
However, talking about AEW Grand Slam, right?
Yes, AEW Grand Slam, which was supposed to be what stadium was it? Was supposed to be at a stadium, but then got moved to the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, I believe.
What's the seating there?
13,600.
Guys, I wish VRM was here.
Yeah, I wish VRM was around, period, but that's me.
So let me do my best impersonation of it.
Yeah, that's pretty darned accurate.
Like, speaking as an Australian, I can completely understand why he would want to do that for, considering the fact that where they were originally going to have it, it is not a cover over stadium or anything like that. And Queensland in February, which is our last month of summer, gets hot. Mm-hmm. Like, Queensland's already hot enough as it is, but in February it's worse.
Yeah, just for everybody's note out there, it is Brisbane Stadium, Lang Park, currently known as Suncor Stadium. Capacity 52,500. So
I didn't think that they were doing it at the stadium anymore. I thought they moved it to an entertainment center.
What he's saying is he just went to get the numbers to show us how far AEW has kind of tumbled down the ladder.
Yeah, go see what happened with WrestleMania WrestleMania 7. Because WrestleMania 7 was originally supposed to be at the LA Memorial Sports Arena.
Yeah.
No.
It could have been the mausoleum.
It wound up there. It was supposed to be at the Coliseum, the LA Memorial Coliseum, with a pop or day stadium size at that point was 93,607. They wound up in an arena where the numbers were just over 16,000. Oof.
Right, but
so it's the same shit. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's, you know, but the thing is that AEW hasn't been able to help has not helped their case. They really have not.
Yeah.
And I understand that they want a couple of names in there for the exposure, but no offense, Tony, you might want to fix your Canadian problem.
Tony needs to fix his foundations, literally. I mean,
yeah.
three out of his four pillars are no longer either no longer with AEW or have not been used, period.
Yep, because these pillars, MJF is the only one kind of being used, and it's pretty much the field trip, it's the same thing over and over again.
Exactly. It's like Ricky Stark said, and I completely agree with him, because the more I watch MJF, the more you realize it, is that when he comes out, it's the same shtick. Like, yes, you have to be a heel, but you don't have to do the same routine over and over again. Come out, play up to the crowd, then insult the crowd, and then go for the other low-hanging fruit of insulting a man's wife and saying that you're going to sleep with her and pass her back.
Yeah. Sammy's stuck in Ring of Honor right now.
Yeah.
And Darby is out for months.
But hang on.
Now what did he break?
Sammy,
no.
How is Sammy stuck in Ring of Honor?
He's currently the tag champs with Dustin Rhodes.
Okay, that's great. Well, Dusty Rhodes turned up on AEW.
Or Dustin.
Dustin turned up on AEW after the whole thing with MJF and said, man, you need to smack the taste out of this little bastard's mouth.
Tell
me again why Darby's out.
He's climbing Mount Everest again.
Climb a large
preparing.
Mountain.
Oh, I didn't think we were coming around to that already. Okay.
We are.
And not to be that guy, but just be prepared to get another report of him injuring some body part and being out for another few months.
Yeah. At this point, Darby being out so frequently because A, he's too much of a daredevil, and B, he's, how do I put it?
Crazy.
Injury prone? Yeah. Injury prone and crazy. That is unfortunately a recipe for disaster. He should never have been built up as a pillar to begin with, when he's not going to be there half the time.
Right.
When he doesn't want. When realistically, he doesn't want. He's showing he does not want to be there, because he originally came back. He was part of a storyline, and now he's randomly off TV again because he wants to prepare for climbing Mount Everest. And Tony, because Tony's not a real boss, just goes, "Yeah, it's fine, man. Off you go." Like,
he's trying to be a friend instead of a boss.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to break his toy box.
Yeah. No wonder that WWE decided to do what they did this week.
Thus.
Yeah. Multi-year partnership with TNA.
That writing was already on the wall, though, because we knew that they were testing the waters with it when they brought in, like, Mickey James and Jordan Grace and a couple of others.
To be honest, though, half them... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have interrupted you.
No, you're right. And sent people over to TNA as well. So they were testing the waters with it to see what the response would be. And they got huge responses.
Yeah.
Well, and WWE's going to make half their money back on Joe Hendry alone.
Yes, especially since, let me see if I can pull it. Well, this is going to get ugly if I can pull this up or not. Because I deleted my Twitter a while ago.
Oh.
You know why? Because I had enough of being in Elmo's toy box. Permanently.
I still poke around for fan art.
I went to Blue Sky, but take a look at that. This is from the NXT the official NXT Twitter page. And look what it's promoting. TNA Genesis, which is going on right now. And their main event of Nick Nemeth, who's the current champion. That's right, the former Dolph Ziggler, against Joe Hendry.
Hate to say it, but that's going to make TNA a lot of money.
Yes.
Mark my words with this. I have a feeling you're going to see the NXT World Heavyweight Champion appear after that match.
I hope so.
Yeah. As in Oba Femi?
Yeah, and Oba Femi. Oba Femi will face up. Oba Femi will come face to face with Nemeth. I'll bet you anyone.
Or he will come face to face. No, Oba Femi's a heel, as far as I can tell. So heel doesn't make sense. I think Joe's finally getting the belt.
No, Femi's a face. He's aggressive, I guess you can say tweener. He's like Batista back when he was the Animal. If someone attacks him, he'll attack them back twice as hard.
Yeah.
Because Eddie's the heel in their current situation.
Yeah, I can see that. Eddie Thorpe absolutely is.
But no, this, like we said, it's testing the water. They tested the waters for about a year and a half, and there's interest. And this is the closest thing we're going to have for a forbidden door out of the WWE side of things. No matter what Doofenshmirtz had to say about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of tossed the whole forbidden door thing aside, but that door's opening a crack. Just a little, just enough to get TNA in there.
Yeah, and the Hardy boys are very much playing with that scenario of saying, "Well, keep your eyes open for Royal Rumble."
Yeah, I'm betting there's gonna be one or two that are like, yeah, pretty obvious. I would say more than likely we're going to see Joe Hendry. Even though technically he said, I have not been approached, my left testicle, you haven't been approached. That and Nick Nemeth under his current gimmick will show up.
Yes.
Yep. Actually, this year's Royal Rumble is definitely one I will recommend people to watch, because I have a feeling that the women's Rumble is going to see a few surprises, plus a lot of returns.
Yes. We know full well Charlotte's coming back.
Yeah.
And that got announced on last night's SmackDown.
The video package started, and I thought it was something about Chelsea Green or Tiffany Stratton, so I fast-forwarded through it, and then I saw what it was.
Interesting.
And the crowd went mild.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why.
Bless her heart, come on back, but don't think you're just going to waltz into a title match.
Oh, people are not going to like one of my results then.
No, sir. She is not winning the Women's Royal Rumble. No.
No. I don't think she will either. She's going to be Final Four, but I don't think she's getting much further than that.
Well, because we all know how this song and dance works. We all know how this song and dance works. We've all heard the rumblings that they're looking into doing Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to get Charlotte into that match? There's only two ways that they normally do it, especially leading up to WrestleMania. Either she's winning the Rumble, or they're going to put her in a number one contenders elimination chamber match.
Well, that I can see.
considering Charlotte's just coming back from an injury, I don't think that they're going to risk putting her in the Elimination Chamber.
Why? Because some of her plastic will come undone?
I think they're more worried about her. Was it her knee or her ACL, whichever it was?
Yeah, that's the knee areas.
Yeah, so they're more worried about her re-injuring that and being on the shelf again.
Mm-hmm. That I can understand.
To be honest, though, I haven't missed her.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's really missed her.
I haven't had time to miss her because realistically, WWE has been doing great already with the women that they have. I mean, they did the smart thing in making Chelsea Green the inaugural US Women's Champion.
And
yes,
and Piper Niven's killing it as her as her security guard.
When Piper Niven went back to being Piper Niven, I was so happy that she dropped the dewdrop comedy dancing friggin' act thing and went back to being serious Piper Niven. But her being security agent Piper Niven is chef's kiss. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell she's having a blast with it.
Oh, she's loving life.
Both of them are having way too much fun with this gimmick. The fact that, let's see, Chelsea Green is like, I'm the youngest women's United States champion. I've held it for over a year. I've, you know, all these other outrageous claims that are kind of true.
And then Michael Cole essentially clapping back, calling her the oldest. Yeah.
Finally, Michael Cole with a decent comeback. Because he's allowed.
Yes, that's exactly it. Because he's allowed. And that is fun.
Yes.
Although I'm not sure how I feel about what happened this past Monday on Raw with Valkyria becoming the first inaugural IC Women's Champion.
Yeah.
Like, I understand what they're trying to build her as a new star, as a established star, but I honestly believe Dakota Kai not only deserved that, but has earned that.
Mm-hmm.
But hasn't, am I thinking of somebody else? Hasn't Dakota Kai been a little injury prone herself?
Yes,
she has been. Don't get me wrong, but considering how good she was going with the whole damage control storyline before she got injured, making it seem like that she was the key player behind the scenes before she got injured, and she's also great in the ring when she's not getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like she more than earned her to get her first singles title. More so than Valkyria. Like I can veteran. I guess you can say veteran status, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But
So you know, I'm good. I was good either way, personally. Dakota Kai in Damage Control, she really didn't, as you said, behind the scenes, she wasn't out there most of the time with Sky or Kairi. So
yeah.
But that's what it came down to. This is a workhorse title, and they want to make sure they have a healthy workhorse to do that with.
Yep.
Especially since they ran a previous workhorse into the ground. Well, Seth's still kicking, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. He wasn't kicking for a while. after what happened after Mania last year.
Yeah,
he was barely alive for a while.
So, and although I did enjoy him stepping out and interrupting Punk. That was so perfect.
I personally love what Punk said when Seth did come out. That just shows you how much these two dislike each other. He said, "Seriously, why is it always someone I don't like that comes out and interrupts me? Why can't I get someone like a Rhea Ripley?"
Yeah, why can't I get Rhea Ripley? Mm-hmm. He said it on the mic, which made it even funnier.
Yes.
Because normally, you just see somebody mouthing various epithets at the musicus interruptus. Mm-hmm. But, Seth and Punk are never going to exchange Christmas cards.
Yeah.
But, man, are they going to make some money with this. Mm-hmm. And the suggestion, Seth, Punk, and McIntyre in the same ring. Take my money.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up and take my money. Drew, being the consummate heel, of course, said no. Because we're going to wait till we make some actual money doing that. Obviously, it's not going to happen at the Rumble. Did McIntyre declare for the Rumble?
Yeah, or did McIntyre declared.
I think he did.
Came out on Raw. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm going to crush both of your dreams by throwing you both over the top rope."
Yeah.
Because if Roman gets his WWE Championship back, I'm going to be the one that takes it off Roman.
While he might be able to do that, I don't think he's going to take it at the Rumble. In fact, I've kind of figured out who's winning the Rumble and who's going to be last eliminated.
It's going to come down to Seth and Punk, ain't it?
Half right.
Oh? Tell me more.
It's going to come down to Punk, and it's going to come down to Cena. That's right. We're reliving money continuity all the way back to 2011.
Oh my! Couldn't we do this in Chicago?
Do we have any major events in Chicago between now and Mania?
Whose turn is it to research?
Mine.
Okay, all I know is that they're supposed to be in Cincinnati, close to Mania, and I can't go.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to need to look on WWE.com itself for this information. Individual tickets for Mania are going on sale in a few days.
And I don't feel like selling a kidney to get a ticket.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You're talking about the Raw on February 24th.
Yeah. And there's no way
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I can't go.
Yeah. Okay, the closest is April 4th, a SmackDown in Chicago. Yeah, Rumble's the right move.
Mm-hmm.
That would be just 2 weeks before Mania. What's up, Shane?
Depending. Because the Rumble, I don't know. The men's Rumble seems almost too predictable about who's going to win. Because if you're looking towards WrestleMania, who the current champions are, you've currently got Cody Rhodes and you've got Gunther. We've already heard the rumblings that they were considering doing John Cena versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship at at Mania. We've heard heard the rumors that they're gonna run it back and potentially do have like Punk versus either Cody or Roman or whoever has the WWE Championship at the time.
Yeah.
Now I didn't click on it, but Kedia was trying to get me to click on Cody relinquishing the Universal title. I'm like, no, nice try.
Yeah, no. The Rumble winners are either going to be Punk. In my opinion, is going to be either Punk or Cena. So as Josh said, I think we're going to get one of those, both of them as the final two.
Yeah.
I don't know who would be the better one to go with, because either whoever doesn't win is either going to have to go into, like I said, Elimination Chamber, number one contenders match if they keep continuing that route.
That's where I think Cena's going to get his. So that's why I'm going to stick with Punk winning the Rumble.
Yeah, Cena's going to get his at the Elimination Chamber. And I honestly believe it's going to be Cena Rhodes night two, Punk Gunther night one.
If this was 2011 Punk, he'd still bitch. This isn't a main event. I main event, you know, what was it? The 2-for-1 on night eight of some random, you know, some random pay-per-view. I forgot how he said it.
Yeah, no, it's like if you don't like it, go over to the other side and be part of a 2-for-1 main event, or be part of night one of a two night event, main event.
Although that'd be fun to throw into the storyline. I said main event, and I mean main event, not night one. That's not the main event. We still got half a show to go.
Yeah.
Put me on night two. I already hear it. I can hear it in my head.
But yeah, and that's gonna be the thing though. Especially with all the other matches that are being rumored, like that they might actually try this year and do Roman versus Rock and things like that.
I thought they put the kibosh on that.
They say they've got to put a kibosh on it, but just with everything that's going on with the Bloodline storyline at the moment, I don't think it's over. Unless you're setting up to, you're trying to build up Jacob and then do Jacob versus Roman at Mania, I don't know. But
I mean, they're already starting the build because he's facing off against Braun Strowman at Saturday night's main event next week.
And he didn't seem terribly happy with the way Solo was handling the end of that situation, or just maybe Solo's performances in general since Tribal Combat.
I mean, I'm not surprised considering
Well, I'm just saying that he's somebody who's crazy enough that he wouldn't even think about that. It's something that I didn't think would actually make it into that rock, into that, you know, boulder that he calls his head. The fact that he would still be, I love you, Solo! No matter what.
Pretty much.
But he's not, judging from some of his expressions at the end of the that segment.
Yeah, no, Jacob is definitely showing he's a star to watch out for, especially with his mic work and how he's handled his in-ring stuff as well.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, so I think Solo will be the first one off the list. Don't get me wrong. I think there'll be a, this will be like a evil version of Batista turning on Triple H. It'll be Solo turning on, Jacob turning on Solo, and then pointing his attention towards Roman, saying, "Well, Solo couldn't get the job done, but I will."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. And, yeah, you know, I mean, Jacob and Strowman is already a money match to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard the reaction when the two of them were in the ring together. The crowd wanted that bad. They wanted that really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I wonder how much the Bloodline stuff got thrown into a tizzy with, which one's out with the bicep? Is it Tongaloa?
Yes.
Or Tamatonga?
Tamatonga's still okay. There.
Okay. With Tongaloa out for at least another probably 3 months because of the bicep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see him coming back until after Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't think Tongaloa getting injured would have affected the Bloodline storyline too badly if another person hadn't have gotten injured as well on the same night.
Yeah, Bronson out with his issue.
If Bronson hadn't gone out with his foot, I think it would have been Bronson, Jacob, and Tama just running riot over everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Ooh. But
I would enjoy that.
Absolutely, I would have too. It would have been eventually. It might have even been a newer version of like the Samoan Hit Squad or something. Would have been like, God damn.
The Samoan SWAT team, is that what you're thinking of?
The Samoan SWAT team, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Still works the same, Nikki. Damn.
What?
Samoan Hit Team or whatever you want to call it. Because they're not all Samoans. One's a Tongan, one's a Samoan, and the other one's a New Zealander.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kiwi.
Yeah.
Well, if the old man was still there, the Usos and Roman would be doing S.H.I.E.L.D. shit. Just to drive Seth up the wall. Just saying. But the old man's not there, so.
If the old man was still there, they would have been piping in cheers for when Hogan came out and got booed out of the building.
You're not wrong. But yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, this week has been, it's been a light week for news. Let me get my
back
to where it was.
Actually, I got to do some investigation into one thing, because I think there might be some drama on the horizon I'm pretty sure this is news with a Z, but someone's thrown a rock into the pond and some ripples are starting to form.
Oh. You tell.
There's apparently some rumors going around that Jay, and this is news with a Z, ladies and gentlemen, so this is alleged for our legal Jason Block. This is alleged. But apparently Jey Uso is apparently having an affair with NXT talent Jada Parker. So I'm having a look to see who reported that first, because I think this is news with a Z.
Oh, dearie.
It sounds like it's...
Your talk...
It's,
hold on.
Go ahead.
This thing's been blowing the hell up on my boards.
Please tell me that's not true.
Give me a minute. I need to get to the right... Jada Parker accused of transphobia. Oh, that's worse. Not as. Oh. Nope. Fuck no. I'm sorry. It's one of those like.
Nah.
It's ringside news. Immediately thrown out.
They're not the only ones who have picked it up though. It's got here. I'm just Jada trying Parker,
to find where Jada the other Parker stuff caught in is. Viral.
So it just got here. Jada Parker caught in viral video stroking Jey Uso's arm. Yeah.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Apparently, though, the post in question is 100% real. And unfortunately, it's one of those, Nikki, I hate saying this, but I'm going to have to.
What's that?
One of those ultra-religious right-wing pieces of crap.
No, you can say that, because they exist.
Yeah. It's one of those that essentially are like, we're glad that all trans people are not allowed to have a single right. And pretty much trying to limit their participation in sports, in pretty much anywhere. They want them to hide in fear.
It's
I know.
Oh no, yeah. that one I've seen, that was mainly just about Jada, and yeah, Jada sort of maybe shot herself in the foot.
Yeah, and
with
from
that,
what but... I understand, even though I did not see who liked it, because there's so many people who have, unfortunately, if Jada did, this is a very bad look at best.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, someone got a screenshot of her liking it, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah, so she's in a little bit of trouble with that
one. Yeah.
Not good.
I know it. I'm just trying to see if I can find the post on Blue Sky. Oh, God. Yep. Okay. Here's a quick update for you. Once again, Ringside News should not be trusted as a source, but this, this is bad.
Okay. Who's this source?
This actually comes from Blue Sky with the screen cap of the post I just mentioned. Yeah, of the Instagram post I just mentioned. It's the exact same one.
Wow.
And the liked by... Yikes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's not a good look at best.
Well, somebody's career is in trouble, and it's not going to be Jay's.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else do we need to talk about?
Let's see now, what other news? We could talk quickly about the card that has been forming so far for Saturday night's main event.
Yes.
We've already talked a little bit about it with Strowman versus Jacob Fatu. And then the other two matches currently on there. Braun Breaker faces off against Sheamus for the Intercontinental Championship. And Gunther will be facing off against main event Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight Championship.
All right. In relation to the Braun Breaker versus Sheamus for the IC title again.
Mm-hmm.
Look, don't get me wrong. I like Sheamus. Him and Braun always always put on good matches.
You could say bangers.
But, yeah, it'll be bangers. Yeah. Come on, bangers
after
banger
after banger.
Sorry, I had to say it.
It's all right. We're going with burgers after burgers, but yeah, and then afterwards,
burger after burger.
Yeah. But look, the only thing is, it's either give Sheamus the goddamn title and make him a Grand Slam champion, or don't do it at all. Because
yeah,
I'm tired of Sheamus going after the IC title and not winning the friggin' thing. I just feel like it diminishes him as a wrestler and hurts his character as well. Because unless that's a storyline you're trying to go for and build it up for WrestleMania, that he finally gets his moment at WrestleMania and he wins the big one and finally breaks his curse of never being able to win the IC title, fine. But if you're doing this just to do a filler match, then please don't. There are so many other people who you could put in this match that I would much rather see face Bron Breakker. Ludwig Kaiser, who has been doing awesome away from Gunther, I would much rather see him versus Bron. Hell, and anyone else who hasn't even gotten a chance at the moment, like people like Dragon Lee or, like, you know, someone who hasn't just had their moment to shine yet. Dragon Lee's basically doing nothing. He's sitting there in LWO being a cheerleader.
Yay. Let's see now. What else?
Oh, you said Gunther versus Jey Uso.
Yes, Gunther will be facing off against Jey Uso, and I'm like, okay, I kind of wish it was at the Rumble, but at the same breath, I'm like, I'm glad it isn't, because they will actually be able to give it time.
Right. It's going to be able to breathe a little bit, and they'll be able to actually give us a good match.
Yeah, but he was the problem, and here's where this would be the only time you hear me say I agree with certain people in the IWC. Is because we heard it this past week, Michael Cole announcing that Jey Uso was in the Royal Rumble before this match got announced. Before it was announced that it was going to be Gunther and Jey Uso for the title Saturday Night Main Event.
Ouch.
So a lot of people are like, well, hang the hell on. You've already said that Jey Uso's in the Rumble, so why are you having him in a match with Gunther for the World Heavyweight title? That pretty much gives away the finish. And I would like to be one of those people that throws a monkey wrench into the works and be like, but what if it didn't? Like, I'm being your Uncle Paul here for 2 seconds, Nikki. And it's like,
go ahead.
Like, it's like the streak situation. It's like, do you know that it was supposed to happen? How do you know? It's like, well, how are you supposed to know that Jey Uso isn't going to win at Saturday night's main event and Gunther is the one who goes into the Rumble? Like, how do you know?
We don't. Go ahead.
And that's a thought you've got to put in people's heads, and that's where they need to go with this if they want to try and counteract this, because otherwise people are just going to flick the channel when it comes to Gunther and Jay's match. Like, well, we already know who's winning this.
Yeah. So outside of that, as Nikki mentioned, this has been a fairly light news week.
And, you know, this coming week is going to be crazy because we're going to have, you know, this week's a go home? No.
No, this week's a go home for Saturday night's main event.
Right.
The week after is the go home for the Rumble, which is, I believe, 2 weeks from today. So prepare thyself, because we'll have to do a Friday show.
I will do my best to be there.
And I'll be available after my board gaming sesh, which may go from anywhere from 9 to 10:30. So prepare.
All good.
Yeah.
So should we start with the soap selling?
I think so. Shane, do you have any soap to sell?
No, nothing to sell.
Huh, okay. For me, this week, on, or these last 2 weeks on It Was a Thing on TV, because my exhaustion was a little too apparent last week. First off, The Charmings, a late 1980s show about, hey, what if Snow White and other, you know, people and creatures from that universe showed up in modern era settings? What happens? The worst rated show on television. Woof. Second up, Muscle, a show about, you know, a show that is essentially soap meeting fitness on the WB in 1995. Oof. Yeah, it was the only show of the originals not to get out of the first season, and as such, the first show to be canceled on the WB. Speaking of the first canceled shows on networks, PAX TV's first canceled show, The Reel to Reel Picture Show, a game show starring Peter Marshall about and a bunch of celebrities and contestants and nobody getting paid.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, go figure, the production company was bankrupt from the word go and didn't even care.
Okay.
It was ugly. And then Team Knight Rider, which is a show that was a... Yeah. You know the show I'm talking about.
I had the same idea. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. It is a sequel to the original Knight Rider. Instead of it, though, being one person, it's five people. So, and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I'm like, nope, this was not the lightning in the bottle you needed or wanted. No wonder it lasted one season. Coming up next. Oh, go ahead, Nikki. One comment
about Team Knight Rider.
Yeah.
I had a similar idea for it in 1986.
Yep. Not a terrible surprise, that.
And I think I did it better, but that's, you know, that's just my unbiased opinion.
Yeah. And then from there, coming up this coming Monday, Bridget Loves Bernie, a 1972-1973 show starring Meredith Baxter and David Bernie. You might figure out very quickly where Meredith Baxter met one of her few husbands before, you know, she realized she's gay. But yes, it was a top 5 rated show in 72-73. Top 5. And what happened? Well, let's just put it this way. The premise was very touchy. Hence why it got canceled after one season. Let's just say, rabbis, Jewish Defense League, and a whole bunch of other people were poo-pooing it at best and calling for death threats at worst.
Lovely.
Yep, hence why the show got canceled after one season. But you will find out more about that and so much more on It Was a Thing on TV.com.
All right, now for the artist shout-outs. First, a quick shout-out to our resident artist, Jamie Cladier, who needs to get back on the show. I was hoping stuff would calm down for her, but... The grocery business can be really, really mean.
I can agree with that.
Not only to... Yeah. going to say, not only to staff, but to customers. I walked into a Kroger today. Not only did they have their Valentine's shit out, they've already got their Easter stuff out.
Oh, you want to talk about that? This morning when I went to Meijer, which is a regional-ish version of Walmart.
Yeah.
Just explaining that for Shane in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it this way. The pool stuff is already going out. Like, what the? It's going to be below zero this week, and you have this stuff out? What?
Call the Polar Bear Club.
Hey, man, some people might want to do small little skating rinks with toy pools. You never know.
We've got a much nicer skating rink downtown. They don't need that.
Although, admittedly, inner tubes are also good for sledding.
Yes. That is true, but...
pool noodles, also, not so much.
Yeah, but they already have pool stuff out now. And I'm not terribly surprised that Jamie is busy as all get out because it's football season. American football in this case.
Mm-hmm. Don't remind me.
As you know.
As I'm slowly starting to dislike football.
Yeah, and I'm seeing the score right now. It's a don't remind me.
Yeah. I'm starting to dislike football.
Yep. Hi, Seth. How you doing?
So, but back to the artist shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I need to send a shout-out to EKM. Somebody who I swear is in it, but I can't prove it. But is of similar art style and is similarly a huge fan of Finn Balor.
Hmm.
The artwork is also very similar, but I can't get an answer. But there's been goofy little comics, everything from doodles of Damian Priest walking the Demon King like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
To Balor sitting with, I think it was Priest, Rhea, and somebody else with an Ouija board.
I'm actually taking a look at this art. Oh, it reminds me of something, and I can't put a finger on it.
Sinop was an artist I commissioned a couple of times for Balor art.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple things like I had one with Roman and the Demon. Another one with Damian Priest supposedly capturing the Demon. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is
put
her.
The link in for the Ouija board.
Yes, that's her.
Yeah.
So the artwork kind of reminds me of Sinop. So she doesn't seem to answer anything. She does not like people reposting her art. Well, she shouldn't be putting out such lovely art if she doesn't want it posted.
Yep.
Or reposted, for that matter.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Other artists. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu. Definitely check her out on Twitter. She is accepting commissions. Check her pinned post. Excuse me. For commission information, and check her stuff out on Tumblr and DeviantArt. Yes, it's clean stuff.
Yeah.
Noberto Gaitan, another great artist that I've recently come across. I'm enjoying his stuff. He put up a post here earlier today for commission requests. He has a VGen account, and that's where he takes his commissions. His prices are reasonable, and his stuff's pretty fun. So what else have I got here? Dozer Draws, a little Dozer baby. A very soft style is the best way I can describe it. Has done a couple of commissions for me. I don't know. You taking commissions right now? Is Dozer currently in Gladiator Hell? I can't tell. But the DMs are always open, so just send them a note and see what you think. If you like anime with your wrestling, look up Ultanod on Instagram and Nahuel Tajes on Twitter. Both of them like to put in all sorts of Dragon Ball, One Piece, Naruto, you name it, anime references in their comics. Ultanod does get constantly retweeted by various wrestlers and advocates. Just saying. If you want a wrestler who is also an artist, look up Tapla at @D_Tapla on Twitter. She's probably the least expensive of that whole crew. She's quick and she's very good at what she does. But for any commissions that you get, pay well, be clear with what you want. Show it to everybody you know. Show it all over social media, but remember to credit the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not going to say anything else because I'm right here and I'm about ready to break a TV.
Ooh, I'll be down there so I can watch.
You've got about 8 minutes left of game to get here, so that means about an hour. You might make it. You might make it.
Yeah, I might just.
I'll text you the address. I'll text you the address. So for Bad News Beeman and Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week. I might not be in the best of moods when I'm here, but until then, let's just think about wrestling. And Pony.